So, Hare Krishna. Good morning. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Paramananda Daine. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu. Dinabandhu Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta. Radha Kanta Namostute. Dapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Rishabhanu Sute Devi. Pranamami Hari Priye. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Vancha Kalpatarubhyaischa, Kripa Sindhu Bhyaeva Cha Vaditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Namam Vishnu Padaya. No. Namam Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prema. Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami. Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Shatarine Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Let me affectionately welcome all of you for this last session on the Akrura Smanurata. I must admit to you, it is the most difficult and at the same time most wonderful session. I'm personally looking very much forward to this. Because in preparing for this year's presentations, this particular session was the umbrella which gave shelter and also, I would say, meaning to all the other sessions. We are now actually coming to what I feel is a very important ingredient in order to understand our own journeys in Krishna consciousness. So I just want to make a few things clear. You are there. Is my the devotees have? Is there devotees with a pair of cartels are with you and a cartel player? Good. Shukavacha Sanchintayam Krishnam Svapalkatanayodvani Ratena Gokulam Prapta Suyaschashtagirim Nipa. My dear King Parikshit, said Sukadev Goswami, while Akrura, the son of Svapalka, traveled on the road and meditated deeply on Sri Krishna, he reached Gokula as the sun was beginning to set. Now this is a very important time for those who practice sadhana. The sun setting is the time of Uttara Goshta, that is, Krishna returns from the fields, or from the forests better, with all his cows into the village of Vrindavan. It is this time where Gop Kumar meets Krishna. It is a time of Milan, of meeting, where all desires are fulfilled. The devotees in Vrindavan have been waiting in the village since the morning time when Krishna left for the forest, and they experienced the separation from Krishna as a very intense time. Srimati Radharani expresses how she feels in the separation of from Krishna by using the analogy of of being like a piece of grain who is between two grinding stones and who is gradually ground to fine dust. So the devotees of Krishna find that the Kala Chakra, the wheel of time, is like a grinding stone. One day has passed and I have not met Krishna. 1 hour has passed. 1 minute has passed. 1 second has passed. 1 truti has passed. I have not yet met Krishna. So it is this time, and when the sun sets, at that time Krishna is on his way back and soon will meet his devotees. And he also met Akrura in some ways through a very, very wonderful experience which Akrura had. In that holiest of all places, something unexpected had happened to Akrura. He had thought he would just go with his chariot. He would see Krishna, Balaram, and he would then descend from the chariot. He would pay his obeisances. Krishna would come with his lotus hand and help him up and embrace him, and Balaram would take him by his palm, by his joint palm, to bring him to Balaram, to Nanda Maharaj. But my dear devotees, something unexpected happened. Akrura saw the footprints of Lord Krishna in the dust before him. As he looked at them, he could notice a lotus flower a palicon, an elephant goat, and other signs on these footprints, which therefore were different from the other footprints which may have been around these footprints of Krishna, after all Krishna was with his sakas. So he saw by these distinguishing features, these are Krishna's lotus footprints. And as he saw this, these footprints acted as what is called in our spiritual psychology an udipan, an excitant or incitant. It moved something in him. It awakened something in him, and he became overwhelmed with deep feelings of anubhava. And other, and the sattvika bhavas, the ecstasies were coming, the eight ecstasies, and then something happened by just seeing the footprints, which I would like to read in the Sanskrit here. Papam badanitasya kila lokapala Kirita yoshta malapada reno Dadasha goshte kshiti kotukani Vilakshitan yaptya vyavan kushatyae. In the cowherd pasture, Akrura saw the footprints of those feet whose pure dust the rulers of all the planets in the universe hold on their crowns. This dust from these footprints is so sacred that Brahma and Shiva and all the other, the Dikpalas and all the rulers, do not hesitate but to take ample helpings of these footprints and just smear them on their heads and even cover their crowns. Shukadev continues, those footprints of the Lord are distinguished by such marks as the lotus, the barley corn, and elephant goat, and made the ground wonderfully beautiful. So Akrura sees these footprints, and for him he sees Krishna, because these footprints make Krishna appear in his heart with such a force as the meditation could not do. And he becomes overwhelmed in ecstasy. He jumps out of the chariot, and this was not, it was a very high chariot, very with big wheels. He jumps out, he lands in the soft dust of Braj, and then starts to roll in the dust with a heart agitated by love of Krishna. Tears rush forward from his eyes, and the hairs of his body stand on end. Now, as he rolls in the dust and touches this dust of Braj with the footprints, his ecstasy is even increasing. It reaches another level, a higher level. Shukadev Goswami said, increasingly agitated by the ecstasy at seeing the Lord's footprint, his eyes are rushing full with, and his eyes filled with tears, Akura began rolling about among those footprints and exclaimed, "Ah! This is the," he says it more beautifully, not with so much mucus. "Ah, this is the dust from my master's feet." he's just totally is totally overwhelmed, and it is, you know, this type of ecstasy which Akrura feels now is not something which his mind has manufactured. It is described by Srila Rupa Goswami what happens when such ecstasy takes place. It's a ray of the pure spiritual energy, the Vishuddha Sattva, which is Krishna's own energy, which comes into his heart and fills his heart with an unprecedented ecstasy, an ecstasy which is not really known in this world. Psychology has tried to study ecstasy, and they found out from what they could study that the symptoms are similar to epilepsy. It is very disheartening to see the amount of ignorance in this field of knowledge. I doubt that they had studied Carl Gustav Jung and Sigmund Freud had the opportunity to study Akrura, or a real Vaishnav whose ecstasy is something which is imported really from the spiritual world and agitates the heart in an unprecedented way, that you cannot find such things in this world. It is not done like the ecstasy of, there are different forms of ecstasies in this world, like, I don't want to give now analogies, I want to go to the real thing. But this is the pure ecstasy which comes from the spiritual world. It's like a ray of light which pierces through the Mahatattva, you could say, and meets the heart of an individual, and there it meets the material energy, that means earth, water, fire, and so on, and begins to, that means the elements of the body and the mind of such a fortunate soul, and begins to agitate that, these elements in an unprecedented way, and therefore it's a totally holy and sacred experience, which is, as I wanted to say, unprecedented. That is a word I also had to look up in the dictionary. Please, if you don't know what it is, look it up. It's a very good word. So he shouts out, "Alas, this is the dust of my master's feet." He at least this is what he says as long as he can talk. Then Sukadev Goswami, you must imagine, describes all this to a large audience of munis who have assembled to witness the glorious departure of Maharaj Parikshit on the banks of the Ganga. He's sitting there, Sukadev Goswami, and explaining this, and as he explains it, he must have looked like me around. I'm looking now to my audience, I'm studying your facial expressions. They are pretty good at this moment, because you are a wonderful audience and you are prepared for this. So Sukadev Goswami looks and he sees some jnanis, you know, some austere yogis, mystics with high kundalini experiences, as we would say. And he's really viewing his audience, and now to convince them of something, he addresses them, and he speaks really like he expresses his heart, basically. He says something very, very surprising. He wants everyone to understand what is happening to Akrura, and he therefore says, "Dehambritam Iyan ato hidva dhammam bhiyam sucham sandishat yo hare lingas dashanat shravanadibi. He says, and everyone can hear it, the very goal of life for all embodied beings. So everyone says, oh my God, the Katha stops here. He starts to preach to us what is the very goal of for all embodied beings. That's also for us. Let us hear very much. And they get a very, very surprising goal of life. The very goal of life for all embodied beings is this ecstasy, this what is happening now, which Akrura experienced when, upon receiving Kamsa's order, he put aside all pride, fear and lamentation and absorbed himself in seeing, hearing and describing the things that reminded him of Lord Krishna. So he's seeing the things which remind him of Krishna. He describes these things. Ah, these are the footprints. And he hears these things. He hears it goes into his eardrum. And as this moves in, bam, an explosion takes place. When Sukadev spoke like this, it really looked as if he was getting up now and said to his audience, listen, you munis, you everyone, cello, let's go to Vrindavan and let's do this sadhana, which Akrura also did. What we will do is, we will see the dust of Vrindavan, we will recognize that our Lord Krishna has walked through this dust, and then very simple sadhana, get down, Mr. Yogi, roll in the dust and become wild in ecstasy. That's all. Nothing more you need to understand. Just imagine this best of all devotees, Sukadev Goswami. We hear he's the personal parrot of Srimati Radharani. He speaks his heart. Let's go to Vrindavan. Let's experience the tremendous benefit of rolling in the dust of Vrindavan. And this dust reminds us of Krishna. He has walked here. This dust is the same. It's not different. No change. No historical monuments. They change with the influence of time. The dust doesn't change. It's always the dust which Krishna has touched and is touching, because he never moves even a step out of Vrindavan. I've read this morning also from Prabhupada. He quotes this verse, which Gaura Nataraj, he has put this verse in a beautiful dance for us. Vrindavanam, how was it? Parijaja na padam ekam na gachati. No. Not ekam na pada ekam, not even one step he goes out of this. So I want to do this sadhana now with you. This is a practical oriented thing, and I've thought for a long time how to do it. First, I wanted that we all jump up and run in ecstasy towards Giraj and roll in the dust. Then I understood, now this is a Hare Krishna, Hare Rama audience. They are not so ecstatic. They will not do this. So I better don't lose my audience. Maybe at the end only Rakesh will run and we will all remain and look at Rakesh. So we better don't do this, you know. I will address you through your mind, because that's how you pick up spiritual knowledge. That's how you are trained. And it is good. We need to be convinced. If someone wants to follow Akrura and do this sadhana, he has to really do three things first. That's very important. And we will do this very soon, and then we will also experience, we will also do this. but first you need to be intellectually convinced. So you must give up all dambha or pride. This is explained by Shukadev Goswami. He put aside, Akura put aside all pride. The next thing is you must give up your fear. And the third thing is you must give up your shoka, your lamentation. That's a very important. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the Tika will help us, is helping us to understand this more clearly. What do we have to do? When, to give up all dambha, Akrura did the following. He was very much respected by the king. He was the mantri, prime minister. This is like Mr. Moody is prime minister. No, a very high position. No one knows, often in society, you don't know the president of a country. I don't, for instance, know the name of the Indian president. I have also no idea of the German, who's the German president, but I know who's the prime minister. In Germany, it's like the chancellor. You know, he's more visible. So Akrura was, politically speaking, a very visible member of the rulership of this area, of the kingship. Of course, because Kamsa was such a huge demon, everyone was trembling and knew Kamsa more. But I'm just saying, he is the mantri, the prime minister. Akura was very much respected, but he was not thinking, here I am, the big prime minister, the mantri, and I should not lose control and just roll about in the dust in some cowherd pastures. No. My dear devotees, when you come to Vrindavan, you should also not think, here I am, oh, president of a small insignificant town in the west. I cannot roll down on the dust. No. This should not be there. Oh, look at my this is my sari. It's the first time I'm wearing this sari. It's a Varanasi Zari. There's real gold in the Varanasi Zari. And the dust, you know, look, just a minute ago this pig went over, the same dust. And I'm supposed to... no, really, this is too much. I mean, let's get real here. Yes, let's get real. All the things we are attached by our pride, by our position, that is illusion. That is not worth anything. I remember one time Madhavananda Prabhu took us on a sacred pilgrimage through Orissa, and we went through to some temples. To many temples and holy places. It was a wonderful tour. I shall never forget that. And then there was a temple. There are some temples where Western body devotees, by the culture, are not allowed to enter. And I mean, we should understand these. We are not pleased by these rules, but we should understand. These temples in Orissa were desecrated so many times by foreigners, so that there is a genetic memory in the cell of the Brahmin class, that foreigners are trouble. And maybe they are not always wrong. So we were not allowed to enter. And at that time I was a very young devotee from Germany. What? I'm a German devotee. I came all this way. Who do you think you are? You are interested in my rupees, but not in my devotion. I chant more rounds than you have ever done in one day. And so on and so forth. because, listen, I'm Swami, I have disciples, you have no disciples, at least no one with money is your disciple, you know, but then I thought, cool down. This is all your false ego. You are an insignificant beggar. Your heart is, you are suffering from spiritual constipation. You can't, nothing moves in your heart. Why don't you become real? You know, and then I decided, okay, I will bow down now in the dust. Now, I was coming down, and as I was watching the ground for a good spot, I saw there was a human pile, means a human excrement, which I had not seen before. And my false ego said, really? Do you want to bow down in this place? You, the son of a very famous man in Germany, you want to bow down here? And I said, yes. Just here I'm bowing down. This is what the false ego needs. I remember there is one very nice sannyasi in our movement. His name is His Holiness Krishna Chaitra Maharaj. And one time we were together in Vrindavan, and it was in the early days, and we went to one footprint of Krishna, which is in Syamvan. Before Syamvan, it is a real footprint. It is easy for you to find. It comes maybe 2 kilometers before Kusum Sarova, when you make your Govardhan Parikrama. And you come from Radhakund after, or 2 kilometers before Kusum Sarova, you go right, and then again you take a right turn, and then before that ashram which comes, to which you are going now, there is a footprint of Krishna and his cow. This is a confirmed footprint. So we at that time, and now it has a nice enclosure and you can approach, but at that time it was in the midst of cactuses and monkeys were also there and had their sleeping places there, and it was full of, I remember, yes, what the monkeys do in the morning for morning toilet, and so on. And I went with our respected scholar, he is a scholar, there, and we had to crawl on our knees and hands through the cactuses, through the monkey homes, you know, and we were just talking to each other about some philosophical point. We like to discuss very much. So I ripped my dhoti because I didn't pay attention at the cactus, and then I just said to him, just imagine the audiences we preach to are seeing us now like little children on our fours, just going through the forest, going through all the dirt, going through all the externals. He said, oh, yes, yes, yes. We do this with a full heart and full conviction. And then we went and we just threw ourselves on the ground before these footprints of Lord Krishna. They are there in a stone, or not stone, I believe it's a Giriraj Shila, because everything is Giriraj there. And we were just in the midst of the wild jungle, with dhotis ripped apart, and earth and dirt all over us. And this is important. Forget who you are. Forget your passport identities. They are lies. They are not true. You are an eternal part of Krishna with an identity which is that of a blissful servant in a blissful spiritual body. Give up this pride which inflates the world of your ego around you and gives you so much trouble, because it just allures you into a total illusion which has nothing to do with your spiritual state. I want to ask you a question, pride man and pride woman. Do you want to make spiritual advancement, or do you want to have your right? Ask this question to yourself. Do you want to have your false right, your false, the confirmation of that inflated illusion which is bursting when the thorn of death makes your ego balloon explode? Or do you want to be recognized by Lord Krishna as someone who approaches him in his real identity? This question we have to ask ourselves. Like in Orissa, I had to ask this question. Oh, pride man! Oh, pride German construction! Do you want to uphold this illusion now? Or do you want to bow down before the Lord of the universe, begging him with tears in your eyes to accept you as his servant? What do you want? And fortunately, but I'm not a good devotee, so I tell you here only in public about my victories over my ego, but I have often lost the battle against the ego. So give up all dambha, give up all pride. This is what the Vrindavan Dham often does to us, and that is sometimes not so easy to accept. When the thorns of Braj prick our ego, and we have to ask ourselves this question: do I want to stay in my wrong identity, or do I want to approach Radha and Krishna as the eternal maintained servant? Next thing, Baya or fear needs to be given up. In Akrura's case, it was like this, says Vishvanachakravarti Thakur. Kamsa had a net of spies all over the country, and if Kamsa should find out from his spies that his prime minister rolls in his enemy's footprints, he will for sure take him, bind him with his legs and his hands spread out, and have someone cut his skin from his face first, then from the chest, then go down to the legs, and then come up in the other thing. Torture, intense torture. He would for sure do such a thing, because he did it in the past. He killed Brahmanas even. What to speak of Kshatriyas, you know. Like politicians and so on. No? He tortured them first. Kamsa was known for this. So give up all fear. I think for us to bow down and get down in the dust, we don't have to be very afraid. Maybe just some modern person will say, what is he doing? Or maybe some Hare Krishna devotee, some ISKCON devotee who has not read this part of the Bhagavatam yet, will say, what is he doing? He's rolling in the dust of Vrindavan. But this is nothing, you know. But give up all fear that you need to do. And then lamentation also. Again, for Akrura, there was a lot at stake when he did this sadhana. For instance, Akrura might think, what will happen if this gets into public news, and when what will happen to my relatives? You know, in terroristic rules, when someone does something, is punished by the despot or the tyrant, usually the tyrant will also punish the whole family around that one person, because he thinks the family is infected and is conspiring with that one person who is getting an exemplary punishment. So the whole family is exterminated. And Akrura might think like this. So Akrura ji experienced such ecstasy, and he put aside, says Shukadev Goswami, all his pride, his fear, and his lamentation, and absorbed himself in this experience of the footprint. This is a very important instruction, which Krishna, by the way, repeats in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, if you want to attain love of Godhead, certain things must be given up. And I would like to read this to you from the original text of the Gita. Some of you know the Sanskrit, you may join me. Vitaraga baya krodha manmaya mangupashrita O bahavo jnana tapasa puta matbhavam agata. Being freed from attachment. No, attachment can also include pride, because attachment is something which happens in the false ego. Being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, and being fully absorbed in me, and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. Should I repeat this? Yes. So three things. You must be free from attachment, and this includes pride, fear, and Krishna adds here anger. You must absorb yourself in Krishna, and then you must take shelter in Krishna. These are the things which Akrura does. He follows this ancient instruction of the Lord. He just throws away his attachment and pride. He throws away his fear. He throws away his lamentation. But at that moment, if he would have been angry, he would have had to put his anger also away. He absorbed himself in Krishna. These are the footprints here of Krishna. And he took shelter. He jumped into the soft dust. And it says, many, many persons in the past, this is Akrura is one of them, became purified, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. This is what Akrura experienced. He was overwhelmed with this ecstasy of Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, and now he was ready for the full darshan of Krishna and Balaram. He had done a sadhana. He had put away his attachment. Attachment for us means also our attachment with this body. Give this up. It is described in the scriptures that as long as someone does not practice Bhuta Shuddhi, means separating himself from the elements, this means the body, and does not come to the position that I am a pure soul of Krishna, all his sadhana will not be very fruitful, because it's done from the wrong position. It's not done from the position of the soul. Only if you do Buddha Suddhi, you get free from the wrong position of identifying yourself as a person of this world. No? Then, free from this attachment, now he gets into, he throws away his fear. What could be the consequence of this? Oh no. And he just does the sadhana. So I want to do the sadhana now with you. What we will do is, we will sing the Hare Krishna mantra, because everything we do is accompanied with a mantra, and there will be two first class priests of this experience. They will take two pots. Do we have already the Vajradhani? You have already your dust team. And they will sprinkle some first-class dust of Braj over your head while you do kirtan. Is this a good sadhana? So there are the Mataji's. Mataji's, you have to look at Mataji. Oh, Mataji. Deki. English janta? English speaking, Mataji? Both. English. I will speak in English. Not in German. Mataji is getting an signs of ecstasy. She. So you have to. I will give you a sign when you can go. You please now stand here. Do you have two Matajis, Vajradhani? Who else? Hopefully, do you speak English? English speaking Mataji? Good. Stand here. So, English speaking Prabhus, you have Vajradhani? Who? Dhananjaya Prabhu. Stand up. This is a highly qualified Dhananjaya Prabhu. And who else? Our good name? Himanshu. Highly qualified. Don't lose the dust. Our life will be finished if you do this. So you come out. You can be in the back. Right. You can do it in the. One Mataji, you can please go in the back. One Mataji, whoever. Yes. So when I give you a sign, listen, Shuno. When I give you a sign, then you sprinkle on these wonderful souls who will be after this pure devotees, pure love of Godhead, the dust on the head. Okay? So our journey, what we will do is we will sing Hare Krishna and we will wait for the dust. But please behave properly. Don't do any dramatic action after you received the dust. Hare Krishna. Do internal action. Put away your pride. You are not the body. Put away your fear. Fear of surrendering to Krishna. What if I surrender to him? Put away your lamentation, your attachment to your own miseries, and just receive this gift of the dust. We have taken it from a first-class place in Giriraj, where Krishna walks every morning. So it is dust which for sure was today touched by the lotus footprint of Lord Krishna. So give up pride, fear, and your attachment to your own miseries, and then we will sing. I disagree. It should go all over you, especially in the eyes. Hare Krishna. No fear. Give away all fear. It's very important. No fear. We are surrendering to Krishna. He will take care of us. Like Akrura, see, fear, it's so much fear. Akrura, he is afraid of the eyesight. Nothing will happen. You have the dust all the time in the eyes because this whole air is full of dust. Akrura has to think, maybe they will kill me when Kamsa finds this out. And there are spies everywhere. Do you know that Kamsa got a full report every day about Krishna's activities in Braj? He was knowing. There are spies everywhere. And our Prabhu is, there's no Kamsa spy. You are afraid of them. No fear. Give up fear. Hare Krishna. So the dust people, you are watching me. This sign means start. and give everyone, if someone should sleep, just first wake them up. This is an important sadhana. You can't sleep while you do this sadhana. Okay, now fun aside, we want to do what is in the Bhagavatam. This is described as something which all living entities should do. Let's just calm down our mind a little bit. Try to leave this external consciousness where we just react externally to the information and to everything. We are hearing about the great soul's journey on the way to Krishna. We have heard our Krura on the way to Vrindavan absorbs himself in thoughts of Krishna, but then upon seeing the footprints of his Lord in the dust of Braj, just totally becomes overwhelmed by something which the Lord gave into his heart. He jumped from his chariot and with tears in his eyes he rolls on the ground. He is not aware that the tears wetten the ground and it becomes muddy, and all his very important Mathura cloth gets smeared with the mud. He's very much absorbed only in Krishna. So we will absorb ourselves the way we have learned it. We will absorb ourselves in Lord Krishna's holy names. That is how Lord Krishna is so mercifully present to for us. And we will respectfully receive the dust on our head, thinking ourselves to be very fortunate. In this way, continue to sing with gratitude. We will try to give up our bodily identification, our fear of the dust of Vrindavan, our fear which represents our fear of Krishna, and our surrender to Krishna, full surrender to Krishna. We give up that fear. For a moment, just surrender to Krishna. Snam Swarupa. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. your hearts, please.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna.
One last time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Jaya Kiri Govardhan, 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 Jaya Kiri Govardhan. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Radhe. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Radhe.
Srila Prabhupada writes in this connection, Akrura's journey to Vrindavan is exemplary. One who attempts to visit Vrindavan should follow the ideal footsteps of Akrura to always think of the pastimes and activities of the Lord. And as soon as one reaches the boundary of Vrindavan, he should immediately smear the dust of Vrindavan all over his body without thinking of his material position and prestige. And then after some time he continues to write, actually one cannot go to Vrindavan simply by purchasing a ticket. The process of going to Vrindavan, we could say going to the real Vrindavan, that spiritual Vrindavan, that place of Krishna, not the township in Uttar Pradesh. The process of going to Vrindavan is shown by Akrura. My dear devotees, if we can't do a manorata like Akrura, means thinking of Krishna's pastimes, and you know, then when we come close to Krishna's Vrindavan, you know, just forget our material position and prestige, as Prabhupada writes here, we can't do this, and then, you know, becoming very humble and giving up our pride and fear and sugar. That is very sad. That means we still stay in material consciousness. It is, you know, I want to say this. We have many older devotees listening to these recordings, and many devotees who couldn't make it here are also here. But I really want to say, when you are on the spiritual path, you need to think like this. You need to give up your whatever prestige comes, and there will come a lot. the older you become, the more prestige will come. It's very dangerous. Of fear, there will become a lot of fear and limitation. Limitation is an attachment to one's own miseries. Oh, this is not good, that is not good, and so on. I would say if you can't think of your relationship with Krishna, you will do think of your relationships with other things. If you can't give up, practice this, giving up pride and fear to surrender, you will learn it in other things. I have heard from those who enter into the Grihastha ashram, oh, we were so proud as brahmacharis. But, you know, when my little two-year-old son said, Peter, I'm not following you. If you beat me, I will go to the police. Then I had to give up my pride. You know, actually, a two-year-old son will not say this. I'm not so practically experienced. A little older, 12 years maybe. Or you know, when people enter into a relationship, I know this because the brahmacharis come always to sannyasi and say, should I stay or should I go? should I stay in the brahmachari ashram or should I go? And they would like me to make the decision. And I said, this is your life. Are you afraid? You're very afraid to enter the Grihastha ashram. I have seen our Grihasthas. Woo-hoo. They have really to surrender. Woo, my friend, I wanted to go with him and on pilgrimage, and he said, if I go now, my wife will kill me. And so on. I'm saying now from the brahmachari perspective, but you know I could now, there's certainly a lot of advantage in the Grihastha ashram. I'm just speaking from this perspective. I could now change the perspective and talk like this. When you enter a relationship, the ladies must have fear. Oh, should I trust this person? What if I marry him and he exploits me? And you know, and so on. Or the boy may think, oh, should, can I trust this person? Can I enter this? Oh, maybe I end up just working, and losing the spiritual perspective. At one stage, you will give up the fear. My point here is, if you don't practice giving up pride and fear in relationship to Krishna, you will have to give up pride and fear in relationship to other human beings. Better you practice this in relationship to Krishna. For every relationship, you need to give up pride. For every relationship, if it is a responsible relationship, you need to give that up, that fear which we all have. What if I get hurt? What if I'm disappointed in this relationship? And if it's a relationship, then I have already given some of my inner heart, and then the other person can just trample on this and so on. You need to give up fear for anything if you want to move on. Entering a relationship, entering a new service, maybe going to a new country and so on. Why not practice these things with Krishna? And you might like to refer to this, you know, this wonderful verse and read it for strengthening yourself. This comes, for those who take notes, 10th canto, 38th chapter, 20 verse 27, Deham Brityam Yang Ato. And the Bhagavad Gita verse is, one moment, I have it here. Fourth chapter, is it correct? Fourth chapter, text number 10. Bhagavad Gita 4:10. You please educate yourself in this understanding in your private reading time. So on. But if you give up your pride, for Krishna. If you give up your fear, fear of surrender, for Krishna, you become quickly recognized by Krishna. Very quickly. It's a very quick sadhana. This sharana, it's sharanagati. You know, to give up pride is one of the items. We must become humble. And to give up fear is is two items. You accept Krishna as your maintainer and as your protector. No? This path of Sharanagati works very fast. But if you don't use this path, very slow will be your life. You may be an older devotee and all others wonder, where's his advancement? He is old, but where? Look, it's not so advanced. And you may feel, I'm also feeling now, nothing is happening. Because what have I forgotten? Sharanagati, you have forgotten. That you must always do. No. You are always a beginner on every stage on the path of Sharanagati. Krishna will always put new things before you, where you have to surrender in a new way, where you have to go deeper in your surrender. At every stage, if you are two weeks in the movement, if you are 200 years in the movement, that means life after life. If you are guru or sannyasi, if you are fallen this or fallen that, all the Sharanagati is right before your eyes, and you must practice it always new. That's very important, very important. Akrura was a personal relative. Krishna, when he saw him, said, "Oh, Akrura, my uncle." But he got down. Prabhupada says in the Krishna book, it is clearly stated that one should be recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's service and devotion, without which the human form of life is simply condemned. Oh, Prabhupada is a little intense here. Service and devotion, Sharanagati, Shraddha, very good, very good. Point. One could ask the question, what did Akrura do after he was rolling in the dust? Was he now walking next to the chariot, taking the humble position, not riding on a golden chariot? What was he doing? Akrura, the answer is, Akrura could not really do the rest of the walk. He was in ecstasy. One is called, a symptom is stunned. He simply climbed somehow on the chariot by Krishna's internal energy. He managed, and then he rolled on the chariot. He must have thought, should I come riding on a golden chariot now after this to Braj? But he could not walk. This I have heard in a lecture of His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj. So he climbed on his chariot and rolled on. After some time, he saw Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna had seen him already for some time coming. When Akrura, this is now Jiva Goswami, came to Vrindavan, Krishna woke up. It was early in the morning. He somehow was startled. and he started to look restlessly around himself. Then he reflected on a dream. In that dream, he had seen himself leaving Vrindavan and going to Mathura. He had seen how he jumped on the king, dais of the king, Kamsa, and how he slapped the crown off his head and then pulled him on his hair down from the throne, really angry, like a lion. And he had seen himself killing Kamsa. He had seen that in a dream. He had witnessed other future pastimes. And he had thought, oh, if I delay in doing all this, it will not do good to my mother and father. But then how can I leave the people of Braj? It's not possible. For all these people who are dearer to me than life, I am like the sun and they are like the lotus who opens in the sun. You know, so Krishna was thinking, these Brajavasis are like the lotus. It means a lotus heart. You know, the heart is compared to be a lotus. It opens when the sun is there. Do you know what happens when the sun is not there? It closes. Do you know what happens when the sun doesn't return? What happens to the lotus? We are afraid to say it. Yes, but that happens to the lotus when the sun does not return. It dies. This is Krishna's thought, very deep thought he has. They will all wither in my absence. Later, that day, that was after he woke up in the morning from this dream, this nightmare of his future, he met Narada Muni, who told him all about his future pastimes, all the things he had seen in the dream. But Krishna absolutely did not like the thought of leaving Braj. He thought, I will simply go kill Kamsa and return. But then he thought, Narada Muni is my devotee. I can't make his words sound untruthful. Oh, how will I tolerate the grief of separation from Braj? Then the beautiful Lord considered, what is the use of all these thoughts? I can't solve this dilemma. Let us better remember the great happiness that happens when I again will meet everyone in Braj. And that's how he got up and did his morning duties with this thought. I will return. Let me just concentrate now with my mind. I just don't think about all these dilemmas. I just think about the happiness I will everyone experience on the reunion together. And Jiva Goswami is very insightful. He tells us the mind of Krishna. Then he says, this is a direct verse, by thinking in this way, Sri Krishna Sovan chariot. And this is now he sees Akrura actually entering with the golden on the golden chariot. It's a little later. Because for whatever is reflected in the heart of great souls becomes reality. I saw this with Prabhupada. Whatever he said, like I had this dream or I have this vision, it always became a reality. Like he said things like, he said there will be an international movement of Hare Krishna, that is in the planting the seed, international movement of the of devotees all over the world. He was practically penniless when he said it and had no contacts. But it his vision became a reality. He also said, if you simply keep faith in my words, he gave wonderful promises, you will go back home, back to God. And we have seen devotees who do this. Prabhupada's vision becomes a reality. For whatever is reflected in the heart of great souls becomes reality. Therefore, dear devotees, connect yourself with the mission of a great devotee, and this will become reality, what the devotee says. Now, later when Akura was in Krishna's house, now that comes later. Do we want to see, hear what Akura saw when he first met Krishna Balaram? That is really tired, yes. So, it was like this. Krishna and Balaram had come back that day from the fields, and they were freshly showered. The dust which was all over the body had been cleansed. Now, you should keep that dust. You are not Krishna and Balaram. Mother Yashoda had put on many jewels for dressing. And afterwards, Krishna and Balaram went to a special place where the scouts had assembled and waited for them so that Krishna and Balaram would milk them. There were many gopas ready to milk the cows and fill the buckets. And now Akura comes into this scene. He sees Balaram is dressed in... Do you know Balaram's preferred color? Yes, but dark blue. He wants dark blue. He is white, but he wants dark blue. Not this blue where you have put gallons of clear water and then it becomes... dark blue. It must be dark. They resemble Krishna Balaram... two gold-bedecked mountains. One was a mountain of emerald color, that is like a jewel, the bluish, dark bluish, that is Krishna. And the other was a mountain of silver, that is Balaram. This is how Akura sees them, as mountains. That means as a divine presence. It's really not to be overlooked. And then... there was an effulgence coming from their bodies, which removed all the darkness of the heart. It is described when Krishna comes back to Vrindavan, and it gets a little dark. You know, the sun is setting. After all, this is also the time. Then the first thing the Brijbasis see is a wave of blue light. Emerald blue light coming from Krishna's body. And then they see Krishna. He removes all darkness. As Akura came closer, he noticed something very special on Krishna and Balaram. Could you think what that is? He looked in their faces and he saw something very special there. Smile, yeah, that is, but everyone smiles, not at times at least. What could be special in Krishna Balaram's, glance, everyone glances, tears, sorry, I can't acoustically hear. Effulgence, yet that he had seen already, but thank you. What is outstanding in Krishna's face? You know it. His eyes, how do they look? Yes, they are extraordinary large. If you please think about this. If you see my eyes, and if you see Atul Krishna's eyes, or if you see Gaurahari's eyes, our eyes are basically the same. They are here and here, and then there's and so on and so forth. Yes, the extent of the ears, our Radhika has said, Krishna's eyes are really large. I mean, it's a remarkable difference. I would love someone, you know, it's almost if you see someone who has such eyes. No, don't laugh. It is like this. But with the difference that it goes to the ears. It's really different. You will see, it's really not like you and me and Mr. and Mrs. Everybody. It's really remarkably different. Not exactly. Jagannath is also very big, but not just as big as Jagannath, but really big. No, take note of this. This is very important. I mean, you want to become Krishna conscious. You must know how he looks, no? Not interested how he looks? Of course, very much. It looks very beautiful. Make yourself, please, familiar with first-class paintings. There are first-class paintings in our movement. We have extraordinary talented artists. And it's always... Some artists don't get it quite right. Then Krishna looks a little bit... It's really big. It's really... The eyes are... And they're beautiful. It doesn't look as if he has maybe too much pitta and vata and there is a... It bulges out and there needs to be the consultation of an eye doctor. No. It's extremely beautiful. But it is remarkably large. Remarkably large. Then he saw that they walked in a special way. Who knows how Krishna Balaram walks their gaits? They're swaying like an elephant. This means for an elephant walks carelessly, he doesn't consider any obstacle. You know, we all walk a little bit obstacle conscious, you know, especially when we're barefoot, you know. Some people only look at the ground. It is swaying. It is very carefree. It is very playfully. It is also elegantly. It is a different type of movement from the movement maybe of... Who's an elegant walker here? I think Jaini Thai walks very elegantly. With an Assam gait he walks. With very elegant walking. Extremely gracious, moving. I would like, because this is something you must take notice. Who of you have seen the Pirates of the Caribbean Sea? Many. I also saw for 2 minutes. I saw on the airplane, and there was is this one actor who moves just very distinctly, very differently. This is an example from the material world, but it is very different from every other move. I immediately thought, "Wow, my God, how does he move? This is then maybe I should move also like this. It is a little better than this other moving, you know, normal movement." But no, I'm just trying to speak in words which you can relate to. It's very different how they walk, very different, very gracious. They walk carefree. And whenever they looked at their cowherd friends, do you know what they might have done? You said it already. They smiled, but as they smiled, from their eyes dripped karuna, that is, feelings of compassion and love that he also saw. When Akrura saw this beautiful scene, and then when he smelled the fragrances which were smeared on the Lord's body, he was again overwhelmed. He saw these two and he just again jumped from the chariot. He fell on the ground, and when Krishna recognized Akrura. Everything happened like Akrura had foreseen it in his Manorat, in his inner journey of his desires. He jumped down, he touched the feet of Krishna. Krishna quickly got him, helped him up and gave him an embrace and said to him, "My uncle Akrura." This was the first darshan Akrura had. Krishna knew he is the chief of the Yadava dynasty. I also have it here appeared in this dynasty of Yadu Maharaj. Yes, my uncle, we are related, and so on. And then Balaram came up. He laughed and took him by his joined hands, and he brought Akrura to the house of Nanda Maharaj, where they hosted him. Later, and I will end here, when Akrura was in the house of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda said after the welcoming words, "How can we serve you, Akrura? Why have you come here?" And Akrura said, "Actually, I have come on the order of the king. He has invited Krishna and Balaram to come to Mathura." "What?" said Nanda Maharaj. "Krishna and Balaram are invited by the king to come to Mathura. They can't go. They are here in Braj. Stay here. No one goes. No one leaves." And Krishna had heard this. Remember his dream in the morning? He had seen all this in the dream, which would happen. And he thought in his mind something very, very moving. He thought, "My appearance in this world is a little complicated. Actually, I appeared with two arms in the lotus heart of Yashoda. If I look from this perspective, I'm the son of Yashoda and Nanda. Vasudev is simply my distant relative because he's related to Nanda's family. But if I look from another perspective, Vasudev is my father and Devaki my mother. Because I was born to Vasudev and Devaki in a how many armed form? Four-armed form. You know everything about Krishna's appearance. It's a very difficult subject. So in one way, in my two-armed form, I'm the son of Yashoda and Nanda. And looking from the other perspective, in my four-armed form, I'm the son of Devaki and Vasudev. And thus it is my duty to deliver them. I must go to Mathura. My father doesn't want to go, but I want to go." So then Krishna, then he inspired Nanda. Nanda said, he looked at Krishna, "What do you want?" Krishna was silent. "How can I let them go?" said Nanda. "But it's the invitation of the king, and we are the subjects of the king. I can't decide this on my own." So he went to Vrindavan village, and there's one place in Vrindavan village which you will find in every Brajbasi village. It's a place for gatherings. It's a place where the panchayat gathers, that's the rulership or those who guide the village. During the day, the children play their little games, but it's an open space. And Nanda went there and said, we must have a gathering of all responsible people, and we must decide what to do with this request. So when he presented the invitation of the king, all the cowherd men were bewildered. But finally, Upananda, do you remember him? Bhujan Prabhu talked about Upananda. Do you remember what was the context? He gave the idea, let's move from Gokul to Vrindavan. So he is a big voice in the Brajbasi community. He again spoke up. He's the older brother of Nanda Maharaj. He would have been the king, but he decided Nanda Maharaj is so much more qualified. He's my younger brother, but let him be the king, and I will help him. I'm a little older, I will help him. So Upananda gave some opinion. He said, Krishna, we have asked Krishna in the assembly, and Krishna has correctly said that we should all go to Mathura to pay respect to Kamsa and pay our taxes. If we do not go, Kamsa's anger will increase, and we will not be able to live without fear. But if we go, Kamsa will not be angry, and there's nothing to fear. Let's see it. Fate has protected us so many times. Don't be afraid now. We will be protected also. Fate, not Krishna, fate. In this way, it was decided. Purnamasi also said something, but I will not make it too long here. We don't have so much time. It was decided that Krishna would leave Vrindavan with Akrura. But as Krishna came to the Yamuna, he remembered his early thought. And he said, I just can't leave Vrindavan. I'm in my two-arm form, the son of Nanda and Yashoda. So let me stay in this form. Yes, why didn't I think about it? I stay in this form. And then Krishna went, shoop, and in this form, this four-arm form, I will leave Vrindavan and go with Akura to Mathura, and I do all my business killings, these fly-like demons and so on. So please remember, I want that there is no shade over this katha, the shade that Akura has brought Krishna out of Vrindavan. No, he's there, he's here in his form. He never leaves Vrindavan. But what is very much in my mind is, please remember the journey of Akrura. If you should forget everything, don't forget how you sat here and the dust came all over you. That is something to create maybe a sanskara in your mind. And remember to practice your Krishna consciousness, giving up all fear all pride, giving up all fear and all lamentation, practically practicing Sharanagati, the process of surrender. This katha has now ended. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, Haribo, Haribo. So nice, no? To hear this and to learn and to see how can I apply this in my life. Because the Bhagavatam is just so deep. It's so wonderful to go take some time, go carefully through the verses, study with get some good first class commentaries from those who can see, and then just relish this. Hare Krishna. So let me just see if there are... I think it is 12 o'clock. I think it is good to end. Let us end with kirtan. No need of question and answers now. We will just end like this. It is better. It is better. Please let us turn to Giriraj with our seats. Our violin is available and flute is there also. Please, microphone devotees, please give them the mic. We will just quickly, only 5 minutes, to conclude this kata. Please turn to Giriraj. And just for 5 minutes, we will just sing. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Rama Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Hare Krishna. There are two just very important announcements to be made. First, I will start. I have these little books which are describing the lotus feet of Krishna and the meaning of the impressions. So two are already going to Assam, but I have two left. And now please stay, and in a very cultured way, let us see who will get these two books. I don't want to that you hurt yourself on the last kata. We have two more, or do we have more? We have more. We have how many? What? We have ten more. We have ten. So dhire. This is one thing. These are for Jainitai. Another important announcement. Those devotees who wish to take part in the Braj Care activity activities, there are the 26th to the 29th November. This is an initiative of Braj Care activities, and especially those who have signed up, please come for a tune-in and informative meeting at 2 p.m. To Bal Krishna Bhavan, in that green circle-like area between the two wings, residential wings, you know, in the middle of it. So those who have signed up for the Braj Care activities, please, those who have signed up, if anyone wants to see what this is about, they can also come, I guess. But 2 p.m. sharp, there will be an important informative meeting which will tune you in and, you know, which is necessary. Good. That was the second announcement. Yes, third is just very brief. Vaijajanti and Vijay Goranga, please come and see me after this. So I wish you a wonderful last full retreat day. Believe it or not, it's the last day. It went like a storm, really. So last full retreat day is you please enjoy the last full retreat day, and we will see each other at the sessions. Purijam Prabhu and Jagatarini Mataji. Hare Krishna, Haribo.